When you were growing up, did you ever play any kind of tag game?
Mm-hmm.
You had to tag each other, you know?
Right.
Was there ever a place...
Calling it a cheek tag.
Yes, ma'am. Was there ever a place that you could run to and be safe where they couldn't tag you?
Well, sometimes you dodge them and get out the way, but use the time that you get to running there, they're going to catch you.
Right. Didn't have any kind of goal or home base, something like that? Did you ever have those?
We used to do that just like you here. All right, she said, well, I believe I'll go. I said, well, I'll go piece away with them. When I get first, I'm going, I'll tag.
Mm-hmm.
Got your tag.
Right. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Say if we're supposed to meet somewhere, I might say, well, now, if I get there before you do, I'll...
Wait.
Or I'll wait for...
For you.
Say if... If a man has had to fire one of the men who works for him, that man might come back and say, well, oh, come on, just give me another
break.
Or another
chance.
Or say a person who's in a pretty good mood and he's got nice things to say about people, you might say, well, he sure seems to be in a good
mood today.
Mm-hmm. He sure has a good sense of
humor.
Yeah. Or say if a little boy left his best pen out on his desk and left, and when he got back it was gone, he might ask, well, looks like somebody
stole my pen.
Okay. Or say if you want to get in touch with a friend of yours and not call him on the phone, you just sit down and...
Right.
And if you did that yesterday, you would tell me that yesterday I
wrote so-and-so yesterday.
And if you've done that a lot of times, you say I
wrote it many times before. Or sometime before, whatever.
Yes, ma'am. And if you go to all that trouble writing them, you expect to get an
answer.
And after you write the letter, you take the envelope and you...
You address the envelope and then put the letter in there and seal it up. Put a stamp on it and tell it, go ahead.
You might say, well, I'd like to write old so-and-so, but I just don't know his...
Number or address.
Say, you know, a child that goes around telling on other children. What do you call him?
Palatine. Nothing but a talent to you. It's talent. Tell everything you know.
Yes, ma'am. Does tattle mean the same thing as gossip?
Yeah. Sure do.
Okay. Say if you've got some flowers growing around your house and you want to brighten up your room a little bit, you might say, well, I think I'll go out and...
Some flowers growing around the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, pick some flowers.
Okay. And these things that a child plays with, you say, he sure has a room full of
toys.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard that called anything else?
Well, sometimes we older people, we get tired of all them toys. And I get this junk out of my way.
What about play pretty or something like that?
Yeah, well, sometimes you call it a toy play pretty.
What about, say, if the highway department is working on the highway and they're breaking it up? Mm-hmm. Somebody might say, well, you can't get through that place. They got the machines out there and the road's all
closed.
Or they got it all
torn up.
Say if a boy gives a girl a bracelet for her birthday and she's just sitting there looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, well, don't just look at it. Go ahead and
put it on. Wear it.